guests, awesome, uncensored, jaw-dropping information, plus funny memes, good deeds, and loads of laughter. Kind of have it all. Ladies and gentlemen, if your soul's awake, then welcome, because you're in the right place. Hey, you divine lions and lionesses, you amazing sovereign souls, look at this. Powerful, affordable X39 patches help regenerate your stem cells. These were developed for Navy SEALs. Burns up to 500 calories, acts like a wearable med bed on your body. So you get to wear your natural wellness daily. Order X39 now at catchthelifewave.com. There's Monday to Friday phone support, so you can go there. There's Zooms, and there's a 100% 90-day money-back guarantee at catchthelifewave.com. The X39, there is nothing else like it. Help activate stem cells, reverse aging, and rejuvenate your life at catchthelifewave.com. Where We Go One, We Go All Weekly is back with myself, Brad Wozniak, Derek Johnson, and the pain is being brought via the executive orders from the Trump team. Here we go.
In the proud spirit of America, and in the proud spirit of our great country.
I just got three things to say. God bless our troops, God bless America, and gentlemen, start your
Man, if that doesn't give you pumped up, I don't know what does. Everybody, welcome back to the Sovereign Soul Show. We stand for love, levity, liberty. We are here to make America great again, to make Earth, the planet, great again, return to sovereignty and God and turtle on across the planet. I'm your host, Brad Wozniak, here with Derek Johnson, rattletrap1776.com. You're going to see a link scrolling across the screen right below. So you can get a signed copy of Midnight Rider and Volume 2. Pre-order that right now from Derek's website. These are all his live links. Executive orders just going out like this. Hey, here we go. Cartels, we are designating you and other organizations as a terrorist organization, enemy of the state. We got to see that done. Lee Dundas and I chatted yesterday. I said, do you think that also means Pfizer, Johnson & Johnson, Moderna, whatever? And she goes, you know what? Heck yeah. Her words, they're the fucking biggest cartel on the planet and inside America. Wow! Here we are. Welcome, man.
What's up?
I know none of us have got too much sleep. What's up?
No, I had no. I think I went to bed at 5:30 this morning, probably. But
yeah. Well, hopefully you didn't have have something that's poisonous jump into bed with you. So. I guess that made me jump out of bed. But sidebar, nice little poisonous spider jumped into mine. Anyway, let's get back after it. So, my friend, what is new? We know there's quite a bit. And where would you like to start with executive orders? And welcome everybody in the live chat, too. This is freaking awesome time to be alive. And you're seeing it roll out right now. It's beautiful.
Well, I mean, especially everybody that's been paying attention or been listening and studying, reading. And but like a friend of mine texted last night, you know, it's like there's so many people still. I mean, think of your average American out there that has no clue what they're watching. But then think about the average American that's patriotic and would love to know. You know, that's what's crazy to me is thinking about that. Of course, then there's there's dudes on TikTok acting like 45-47 is brand new. So that's kind of fun too. In another kind of way, I saw someone posted a post about some guy going, in case you missed, it's like, and he's saying it as if like no one knows about 45-. So it's like, it's so funny to see that in another way. Of course, until people get to know your personality, they think you're being a know-it-all and cocky or whatever. But I'm like, well, it kind of, come on. Where you been the last, 2 years, especially with the dash part, but still, the end goal is to wake everybody up. The end goal is get everybody on the same page. And even liberals, even the ones that's so far-fetched out on a limb. But it's just fun. The biggest, best part to me of January the 20th, outside of all your laws and orders and all that, was the fact that that's the first time, the very first time that Joe Biden, for the ones that thinks he's real, is the very first time that Joe Biden and Kamala has stood on a red carpet rollout. There's that. The first time they've been around a regulation uniform. All right. And then they showed everybody what immediately, this was so awesome in another manner, because it's the intricate little details that we always saw, especially the military. Military is keen on every little intricate detail. Pay attention to detail. Pay attention to detail. If you hear that one time, you hear it a million in a day in the military. And so the most cool part to me was the whole fact that they moved the whole ceremony indoors and blamed it on the weather. However, that was the most intricate part that showed everybody, even though you can go back, look at Nixon and Reagan and all the other presidents, back to Nixon, see their four cannon salute. But that's what made it so pristine, and bringing it back to center focus was the fact that he went to Arlington on January the 19th. All right. It was still cold as hell outside on January the 19th, like it was January the 20th. All right, so the cold weather had nothing to do with that part. So why did they reverse that order and, take that custom and reverse it? One, because he's already been president. He never went away. So all the stuff about the hand on the Bible, people were going crazy. I'm like, if you're a patriot and you're going crazy, then you should be going crazy in a good way, because he never went away. The 45-47 validation. If all the people were going crazy in the wrong manner, then you're still dragging just a little, and you got to flip your narrative, because everything was done backwards on purpose, because he didn't have to. He never went away by laws and orders. And then, like I've been saying, like a broken record, the White House military office. Your White House military office, ladies and gentlemen, is the office of Air Force One, travels, et cetera, the food, hospitality for a president, and also Marine One. So how come, if President Trump is a former president, why don't he have an archive page? He doesn't. When you go to Google, the first archive page for White House military office is Obama. So that tells you President Trump never went away. So that was the most key and awesome part for me, was the fact that the 19th, he went to Arlington, all right, which they never showed the cannons at Arlington. How come they didn't show the damn cannons at Arlington? Because they never show cannons
you
at
got,
Arlington.
And you got so much flack for that in the very beginning when you're coming out. You're like, look at Biden. Biden got the funeral. Here's the 3-shot versus the 21-gun salute versus, and they just went ape, you know what.
What's weird about it is the only, if you go to YouTube right now and type in 21 gun salute Biden, all right, it's like a Tampa, I'm no offense to Tampa, Florida. I love Tampa, Florida. But Tampa, Florida is like the only channel that shows 21 gun salute and types that out. And I'm like, it's not a 21 gun salute. And that's what got everybody, people who just read. The one time reading fails you, you can't just read that headline. You got to know military personnel or someone that understands that and go, no, that's not a 21 gun salute. That's the only thing they could show you that day. So it throws people off because people then get lost with terminology, and because mainstream media or a media outlet tells you it's a 21 gun salute. No, they had to show you that day because the whole plan was to keep people distracted. This is an operation. But they never show cannons at Arlington, ever. Even every president that they've shown swearing in, they never show the cannons at Arlington. Just, well, yes, they're always there, but they've never shown that before. So that was what was so differentiating about Biden's day, January the 20th, 2021, was the only cannons they showed all day long for Biden were the three cannons at Arlington, which they never show. All right. So what was so cool about President Trump, that was so badass, was the fact that, they went to Arlington the day before. And then as soon as he raised his right hand and swore in, the four flourishes and the ruffles, those are very key too for people. Go back and watch. I've reposted that. Go back and watch Biden on January the 20th, 2021. They hit the four flourishes and the four ruffles. Dun, 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 dun. They hit the four. Dun, 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 dun. They started playing Hail to the Chief. That's when the cannons are supposed to start firing. You never heard the cannons. You never heard that. Then they go through the whole ceremony, Amazing Grace and all that crap. And then they go over to Arlington. No, ladies and gentlemen, the four ruffles and four flourishes are done. Everything in the military is done. So it was so awesome. President Trump goes to Arlington on the 19th. When he raises his right hand, they hit them four flourishes and ruffles. Hail to the Chief started. The camera goes over outside to the four cannons. You couldn't be any more beautiful. And you saw the officer standing there, commissioned officer standing there as our Army Regulation 600-25-2-3 cannon salutes prescribes. There's to be a commissioned officer president at every cannon salute. You saw the commissioned officer there. Guess what headband he was wearing, Brad? Did you notice what headband he had on? I think it was a little baby blue. I spy baby blue. I spy military intelligence.
Oh, yeah, great. Awesome. Yeah, that would have been my first guess. But, we had that live stream that went on. And it broke. We broke StreamYard. 15 guests coming on and then others and whatnot. So I have my hands full with 50-plus text chats and threads and signals and WhatsApp and courting everybody. So, unfortunately, that part I missed. But we did see some of the Bible and whatnot. Yeah, and the beast plate coming out. I just want to acknowledge a few people in the chat first, brother, and then we'll continue on. We've got people from Norway here, which is awesome, and all around Canada, the United States, other places. We also have Tamron Ray, starting to sound like Derek here. I love it. Tamron Ray says, it's the little things, the details that matter, all planned. Absolutely. Real Truth Talk says, yeah, LOL, that's right. The newbies are popping up, acting like they discovered something huge that y'all have been telling us for the last few years. Yes, absolutely. And thank you so much, everybody, for jumping in here. Princess 09 has, got Old Glory flying with hearts and putting in the memes. Fantastic. And it was definitely in everybody's faces. Tamron Renee says that. It was super pretty and in everyone's faces. Yeah, most definitely, right? And also the comms and the signals which have been coming out and continuing to come out. If you've just joined us, I want to remind you what I shared earlier. I'll tell you what I shared earlier when Derek and I kicked off here about the executive orders. Everybody saw the executive order, and now it's making its way around about signing it for the cartels, right? So I want to throw out a tip of the hat to Lieutenant General Thomas McInerney, retired U.S. Air Force, 407 combat missions across four tours, Vietnam, that he's flown. Major General Polly Val, U.S. Army, retired, two-star. And Major General Paul Valley co-drafted America First in 2013 and 15. With Brigadier General Jones from the United States Air Force, gave it to the Trump team. Has done so much, but just another two of the highlights here. One of the others is he orchestrated and facilitated the meeting between President Putin and Trump, that famous soccer ball handover meeting. And what you're just seeing, going to this executive order I'm about to mention, Operation Sinaloa, he wrote it long ago, handed it over to them, which designates the cartels terrorists and enemies of the state. So Trump's executive order he signed to that effect, his literal quote, word for word, is designating the cartels and other organizations as terrorist organizations, enemies of the state. And Lee called me yesterday, she was on the live stream the other day, and we were just catching up on a few items. I said, Lee, this is what Trump said word for word in the press conference at the Resolute Desk in the Oval Office signing the executive order and other organizations. Wouldn't that mean Pfizer, J&J, and Moderna as cartels? And her words, everybody knows Lee Dundas, right? Descendant of Patrick Henry, give me liberty, give me death. Her words, fuck yeah. Those cartels are the biggest in the world and America. So I think we're going to see some massive, huge open very soon in the next maybe few days or weeks, takedowns of the criminal cartel syndicates, which go and make these so-called medications that are supposed to cure you, but they have a list of up to 80 side effects, including death, 1,291 just on the chemical, biological, radiological weapon known as the COVID-19 vaccine. A lot of justice coming out. Well, the final J6ers are getting free very shortly here in Washington, and then we're going to have the JFK, RFK, MLK overt of the assassinations and who was behind it, as well as so much more, likely 9/11, Gulf of Tonkin, all of that is going to come out too. So, back to Derek. Man. Awesome. Oh, by the way, Larry Ellison, if you saw his first press conference last, he had Moss in there, who was supposed to do $100 billion, then a $200 billion, and now he's investing $500 billion into America from Singapore and SoftBank. I think that might go to one of the executive orders when he was 46. And then Larry Ellison is up there saying, you know, AI is going to be great because we're going to develop cancer vaccines for you, and we're going to vaccinate you with a cancer vaccine. Whoa, I think that was a way, like an open comm, to put him out. And Vivek, which has stepped down because of what he did with the Alzheimer's drugs that he bought and with that defunct medication. But anyway, getting ahead of myself. Lots to go here. So back to, I digress, back to Derek and some of the executive orders, mate. I saw Trump say, well, we've done more in 24 hours and signed 24 executive orders in 24 hours, signed 42 executive orders, and we've already taken in $3 trillion in investment, and our first day isn't over yet. Man.
Well, one, we've had a lot of aircraft in and out of Singapore, so that, going back to Singapore, that Singapore's been a hotbed for the United States military in the last year and a half, but heavily in the last year, there's been a lot of activity in and out of Singapore. And, you know, and I get a lot of questions all the time about finances, and I try to be careful because, you know, when you talk finances, then people think that the fake pages out there, that some people just can't differentiate QFS and your wallet and that kind of crap that those frauds are doing. But the financial portion that people need to focus on is the fact that the decentralization of the banks, the dollar, BRICS, President Trump addressed BRICS like 9 times yesterday, I believe it was, or the day before. But, you know, so anything he acknowledges from his mouth, see, that's what people need to do is, you know, you and I, but not, like I said, I won't throw you under the bus, even though it's not throwing you under the bus, but I'll just talk about myself. But, you know, I look at him still as commander in chief. That he's my commander in chief, like that I'm serving under him and I'm reporting to him every day, even though I don't. But I'm saying that's what military who cares about their nation, loves the world, loves people, humanity. That and then you do what's right all the time, integrity as we call it. That's what a good soldier does. All right, for people out there that wants to know the heart and the, you know, a heart of a veteran or a heart of military, So, you know, every single day I wake up and I see what President Trump has said, what he's done, and the actions, right? Because he's working with a blueprint. And if you notice, this is very key with the executive orders. If you notice the guy that was standing beside him, ladies and gentlemen, when he handed him each folder, he would say, this is the blah, 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 blah. And when President Trump opened it up, listen to President Trump, what he says. President Trump is signing it as if he's never heard of it before. Whether he has or hasn't doesn't matter. He's like showing you.
Yeah.
He's showing you exactly. He's showing you a PED, though, a Presidential Emergency Action Document. He's showing you he's still in operations because PEDs, Presidential Emergency Action Documents, are draft classified. And they're pre-made by the Department of Justice, presented to the president, where the president to sign, and then the president takes that to Congress and says, put this in the Federal Register, publish it. All right, so that's very key versus just some president that's sitting there going, oh, this is one executive order. When you go back and look at history, yes, their executive orders are not, that's not the corporation. Executive orders go back to George Washington, all right? But every president, the only one who signed 3,000 and something was Roosevelt because he had to in a different manner. But most presidents in between there didn't sign a whole lot of orders compared to what's happening right now. All right, do you want that? Typically, no. But it shows you what kind of operation we're in because you got to do all these things to reverse out what's been going on for all these years so that it's needed right now. But you wouldn't want a president doing that all the time. He's just having to do it to reverse everything, get everything shifted out, sifted out, and reset. But the coolest executive orders, I mean, there's so many that he's issued, but the two most key for me that, once again, I got my ball caps close by, that validates that right there is you have the executive order that he's already removed. Look, and Brad knows about this better than anybody. Brad and, you know, Lieutenant Colonel Bosey and Colonel Sellers and even I, but putting attention over to you, you can even address this when I get done making this point. But when you remove a security clearance for somebody, ladies and gentlemen, that's a big deal, you know, because, you know, it. Let's say that you remove the security clearance from someone and they weren't guilty. You know what? How difficult that is to prove, to go back and say, hey, I'm not guilty. But that is a step in a process like nobody's business. When you get your security clearance removed, you got to go back and prove multiple steps. And it's a process like nobody's business if you were wrongly accused. And that has happened in history. It's rare, but it has happened. When you remove 51 security clearances and you put their names on full blast and executive order, like that's a bit. And what's so funny about it was on Newsmax and some of your others that I've been looking at just to see what they were saying just a few days ago before the election. I mean, before the inauguration, they had John Bolton on Newsmax and they showed a tweet by President Trump calling him dumb as rocks, John Bolton. And they asked him, what do you think about President Trump calling you a name? And I still stand by that Reagan would be disappointed. I'm paraphrasing now, but he said Reagan would be disappointed in Trump and all these other things. So that right there, ladies and gentlemen, is part of the operation as a self-destruction, right? John Bolton made his decisions way back here somewhere when they would have removed him way back here. All right. So that's part of that destruction, but John Bolton's name on that list. All right. So
Excuse me. Thanks, guys. I'm muted. No longer, though. Yeah, Derek is frozen, and I was muted, but we've got it. He's going to jump back in here. And thank you so much for everyone else being here. Ireland Box 17, that's great. We've got Iron in the chat, Chatham, Ontario, LZDC, fantastic. So many more, fantastic. Yeah, Derek's going to jump back in. It must be cold where he's at. That's pretty funny, right? Because what we've seen is so many people getting hit with the snowstorms. And one of those is really fantastic when you remember we used a weather warfare back in the D-Day invasion. You can go back over 120 years for cloud seeding. They were doing it for the California farmers in the 1920s as well. So let's just see what we can do in getting the stream back. I guess we're over the target. Nope, I got myself talking, which is great. I can hear myself. Stream, fantastic. Good to go. Alberta, right on. Yep, can't wait for the change. It has been a long road. So we're going to have a show with Norman, Eric Noonan, Yoy Takamo, and Akwasi and Kaylin here in the next few hours today. And they'll back. And Derek's texting me. He just said no internet. Okay, so I can tell him that we'll stay live and keep the stream going. Talk about being over the target, eh? So the John Bolton guy we're seeing revoked the security clearance. You also saw the executive order from Trump that he had signed. Yes, breaking up too. Obviously, we're over the target. You know, we're still in war, everybody. And, you know, they took down Derek's internet. And, you know, we'll see how it goes, right? They took down our StreamYard. We broke StreamYard when we were doing the stream. So on the executive orders, you saw him revoke the ones that Biden had signed, right? Which now you also know, and it's getting out there into the normal media, where Biden had given a presidential pardon to his entire family, his brother, the J6 committee, you name it. And there's snow everywhere, which, like I was mentioning earlier, that weather warfare used to do some certain activities. Now, think about this. It's pretty interesting, as Derek mentioned, that, you know, you saw on January 19th, Trump was at Arlington National Cemetery. Weather was pretty much the same as the 20th, and they got inside. And now you got snow down to Florida, across Texas, and throughout these colder temperatures, which is fantastic to keep. Anybody who wants to protest, the last thing they're going to do is take those Antifa like you have never, ever seen them want to go out there. And remember, Soros is actually, well, the people behind Soros, again, he's just a puppet. There are bad cabal behind him, likely all taken out right now. But the Antifa minions still wanted to riot, use laser beams, get out there. So guess what? We know that they don't have, you know, stones like all the 2 million Canadians in the Freedom Convoy who would drive across the great continent, territory of Canada or 51st state or the Free Republic of Canada, however you want to coin it, to get to Ottawa after several days of driving, which was right now, 2 years ago, and then get up to 30 to 40 degrees below zero. And even though the Ottawa police prevented them, tried to prevent them from getting wood and fires and stay warm at night, Freedom Convoy, all these loving patriots and families, they took care of the business and they did so peacefully. So this is great to have this weather warfare. And what is the opposite of TDS? I don't know, Marty Ma 13, but feel free to throw something in the chat. It's fantastic. You know, we have people that are claiming TDS. And all right, well, that's fine. All the normies are totally being woken up now here too. Derek's back with internet. Your internet went down and the StreamYard here went all funky too. John Bolton. I guess John Bolton is the trigger name.
It must be because it went like that. So, you know, maybe it's something to do with the bolt. I don't know. Yeah. But still, getting back at, you know, that executive order actually has the two words in it, election interference. Wow. Yep. So how come Biden continued the executive order 13848
4 years in a row with a national emergency that has yet to be terminated or resolved. Mm-hmm. See, now everybody, now this is where, like you said, that video, your intro video is where it's like, everybody should be like, have you ever seen a mosh pit? Have you ever been in a mosh pit? I know you have, Brad. You've been in one. Your personality is a mosh pit. Man, when you crash that damn RV in Cheyenne, well, or where?
I knew you were going to say that.
No, look, that's not throwing you under the bus. Your personality is so freaking perfect. Ladies and gentlemen, we're in Cheyenne, Wyoming.
No, that was Lubbock, Texas.
We were in Lubbock, Texas. That's right.
And I had I had Demi Moore Joe riding shotgun. So she was supposed to be my eyes and ears with the cards here.
No. I'm telling this story. So we're in Lubbock, Texas. That's right. It wasn't Cheyenne. We're in Lubbock. Me and Mark Atwood and a few others, we were already in Lubbock. We were in the car. It was about five of us. We were already sitting there. And we had to wait because Lewis was not there yet, right? Lewis wasn't there. So no one could check in the hotels yet to the rooms. So we're all sitting there in the lobby waiting on the RV to pull up. And, man, the dude at the desk, I'll never forget his look. This guy was just like, he didn't know whether he thought he was going to lose his job for what you did. It was so funny. Like, everything just was this domino effect. But, ladies and gentlemen, all you could hear was, I mean, old Brad here drove this dang RV that looked like it came out of Chevy Chase, like a Vegas Vacation movie, right onto the pavilion where it has them old school big old AC things on top of it. No moss, no more. It didn't after that night. Old Brad thing that, and it was like wedged in there. Brad gets out. This is total veteran. This is total veteran. This is how personalities that we're talking about. Brad gets out. Everybody else is freaking out. Brad gets out with like his hands on his dang right here on his hips going, oh, well. And then while they're going on the other side to look up, you walk back in that something. Going, no one sees you get in this RV and get back in the driver's seat and put that something in reverse. And it sounded like nails on the chalkboard, ladies and gentlemen. If you hate that sound, that's what it sounded like when Brad hit the – and everybody's like going, no, Brad. And you're like going, oh, it'll come out of here. Yeah, baby. And it did. It came out. But it's like that right there. So everybody, if you've never been in a mosh pit, if you're at a certain age, you don't have a bad back or knees or anything, I highly recommend it one time in your life to go down in a mosh pit where they're just pushing everybody around, doing like that. Like, yes, do that one. But that's what that video makes me feel like with what President Trump is doing right now, plus what has already
been. Let's play that video again for him, because we have like 400 plus people just on the Rumble right now, plus it's going out to Twitter. So let's play his video for the people that haven't seen it. Okay, so to play the video, I'm going to bring us backstage so it'll be center stage for everybody. And folks, turn up your speakers, get ready to party. This is the video that Derek's talking about, not the one where I drove the RV into the hotel.
Oh, well, I wish we'll be had right that. Back.
Oh, yeah. Well, we'll talk about the ladies flinging their panties at you.
In the proud spirit of America. In the proud spirit of America. And in the proud spirit of our great country.
I just got three things to say. God bless our troops, God bless America, and gentlemen, start your
Boom. Feeling the thunder there. Yeah. Yeah, everybody needs to crank it up. I just also want to acknowledge people in the chat before we continue on, brother. Marty Ma 13 was in Ottawa for 21 days on the Freedom Convoy. Thank you so much for that. RSB 1505 says, Brad, what about Freedom Convoy, those that were charged and fighting for freedom in the courts? Yeah, that's all coming down. We'll get to that a little bit later on. Again, I'm having a live stream after this in a few hours with Norman Traversy, Derek Noonan, Yayoi Takamoto, Akwasi, and Kaelin. So we'll address all of that there. ZDC, wonderful. Thanks. LZDC, you know, says, Brad and Derek, my husband and I love watching you both. How soon before Canada becomes the 51st state? It's already done. Or at least the CRA and the IRS is gone. IRS is gone. It's done. Trump already said that. He said that in the inauguration speech you just saw and said these words almost word for word said, the days where we tax Americans and give those profits to other countries are over. We are going to make the other countries pay through taxes and tariffs and make the American people prosper. IRS is done. CRA, if you read the Income Tax Act, I mean, come on, people, we've done this so many times with sovereign souls. It's voluntary in Canada. It's voluntary. And you can charge them criminally for, and I've done many shows on this, so I'm not going to continue on this down this path, but you can charge them criminally for harassment. They can go to jail, any CRA. So don't worry about it. Can Derek address? Oh, and if they want to watch this video and say, don't worry about that, it's in the Income Tax Act. And I happen to know a guy who owns the Income Tax Act of Canada and a whole bunch of other stuff, right? And he's already sent them notices. Rise for Good says, can Derek address why President Trump is pushing a cancer vax and why the clot shot has not been shut down? Well, just remember that Robert F. Kennedy Jr. posted it before, back in December, and then it was reposted once again, tagging Melania Trump on X, as well as real Donald Trump on X, that the executive order on the MAHA side came out for removing fluoride from water immediately, as well as you've got all the other Make America Healthy Again policies, which have moved forward, right? And like you're seeing, you know, Trump put in an executive order or a PED, right, disguised as an executive order for the public, say, here's an executive order where we are initiating the Department of Government Efficiency with 20 employees to immediately implement these. And he said to the press, said to the cameras from the Oval Office Resolute Desk, he said, you know, we're doing this right now because these executive orders typically in bureaucracy could take up to 6 months to have an effect and it should be immediate. So we're going to see all of that come to a halt, ground halt in the municipalities. But folks, remember, you've got deep state Satanists and, you know, embedded Antifa a-holes that still want the worst of the worst, as well as other things we're fighting. Even Siri doesn't like me talking about John Bolton and Antifa, right? She's triggered. So anyway, it doesn't matter. The NSA in Utah know every keystroke, every word we've said, every video that we've had, and that's being used. Against the deep state everywhere in every country. Over to you,
Mike. I haven't got to see anything with President Trump yet about this quote unquote vaccine. However, what I will say about that right now, until I can read it, and you know, there's so much stuff happening. I've been trying to get my book on order and all this other stuff. So I've been reading as much as I can. And so, like I said, it's a lot. That's why I was so passionate about what I was saying 3 years ago. Was like, I mean, you got a lot to read, all the Americans out there. You got a lot of reading to do if you want to know what's going on, because there's so much stuff that President Trump does in one day, in a half a day, that it's hard. I mean, that is why, like my dad and I were talking yesterday, I'm like, what President Trump is showing people is, on the simplistic, is that no one can ever walk in behind him and say it can't be done. Nobody. Nobody can ever walk in again and say, and there are no excuses whatsoever. When you get a workaholic in like President Trump and a perfectionist, people like me who comb over every little detail and will henpeck it and go, nope, says it right here. No one could ever follow that once you set that precedent again. And then once you invigorate all people, not just Americans, but all the world, when you invigorate people with that kind of spirit, once they're invigorated, they're in the know, and you can't unknow what you know, and you can't undo what's been done. So, mm-hmm. boom. So there's that's on the simplistic. But what I did notice again, and I'm you know, and I'm not knocking Patriots in one way, but I'm saying like that word Patriot is it's like being an Alabama football fan. Well, when you have 18 national championships, it's easy to be a fan. Well, it's easy to be a fan of a team who wins, you know, the Patriots, et cetera, or the Kansas City Chiefs. I mean, whoever's winning, it's easy for people to go, oh, because no one's got – well, some people can argue with you that, well, prove how long you've been a fan, all that. And I know it's petty, but it still drives a point that, you know, there's a lot of people – it's like I posted yesterday, and I'm sure people might think it's cocky, and that's fine. I don't really care, but – you know, Mark Twain has a quote that says, in the beginning of change, the Patriot is scorned, hated, ridiculed, and mocked. But when his cause succeeds, the timid will join because then it costs nothing to be a Patriot. Well, that's kind of like seeing this guy on TikTok acting like 45-47 is brand new. And what's going to happen is he's going to gain a lot of followers that don't know that, didn't know that, thinking that, oh, this guy's a savior, you know. And, you know, some people can take that as cocky and whatever. However, you know, I'm looking at it from the standpoint of two veterans right here who's been just keeping our oath. Not, oh, we're right, and not, oh, we want to show, and not, oh, we want to sell you something. We're just two veterans keeping our oath, doing what we're supposed to be doing. And aware of everything always, you know, this, the reason why a lot of us know what we know is because we've always known this stuff. It's not like we just studied it overnight and then, ooh, I can remember it. I can memorization and let me, bah. No, you know, I live and breathe this. My mom and dad's always wanted me to be in politics. And I'm the very one that said, no, I don't want to be in politics because I don't want to be in politics, the political side. I'd love to be
in there. It's also hard to be in there when women are flinging their panties at you if you're up at the podium.
Oh, now you are lying. That's the stuff that.
Oh, but, listen. All right. You have your own story time with Lubbock, Texas, and whatnot. But let me tell you, every stop on the truth.
You mad because you mad because I'm calling
this
you
big
out.
Old hat come off of us, or he'll climb out of the car. Right. And, you know, in the back of the car, remember, Chris, he's like doing the spray on tan and baby lotion. I'm like, I don't know how you stood it, but you did. And maybe he was giving you free popcorn. I don't know. And anyway, so Derek could get out.
Now you're waking up.
There would be a little like band party. It was like a real country music tour, man. Like we roll in there like
now you're waking up.
Half of them were like, yeah, Truth Tour is awesome. We've got, you know, Janine and Mark Atwood. And then the other half were like, well,
look,
we're here for dinner.
Women, right? Well, women love me because of knowledge.
Whipping bras.
Women love me because women love knowledge. Let's just be honest. Absolutely. Women love me because women love knowledge. It's not.
Listen,
it's not anything. Look.
Listen, I was there for your baptism once again at Pastor Dave's, right? And that was April 2023 now. And it was Colonel Sellers and Mrs. Sellers beside me. And remember, when we came in from the parking lot, Colonel, Mrs. Sellers, and I, no joke, and they like verify this, and we know they're watching, right? So it might show up in the chat. There was a line of at least 50, like 4 or 5 dozen women waiting, and that's just for this guy, just for this.
What
guy.
Are you so talking about?
It took almost half an hour for you to come over and give us a big old hug and say hello. Oh yeah,
they were waiting on a short. They were wanting a charcuterie board. What are you talking about?
Absolutely, absolutely.
They were waiting for the charcuterie board that was up in the house. But it wasn't like it was not for me.
Wait, did we come to the glory event to hang out with you and Scott McKay, or are we here at Woodstock all of a sudden with the big old country guys? So yeah, absolutely, absolutely. So it'd be very hard for you to run in politics when you've got that going on. But you know, someone in Washington would be very jealous. Anyway. The old Washington.
So, back to laws and orders. All right. Before you went out there on that land there.
Did we digress, sir? Yeah, I think it's time for another video. Pump it up and then we continue. Should we show the video again?
No, I'm already pumped up as much as I can be. I still feel the chills, but, you know, it's just the fact that the 45-47, all that stuff, it's like it is coming to fruition. But the vaccines, getting back to that.
Yeah.
I mean, President Trump. sat there on March 30th, 2020 on a, you can still go to the YouTube to this day and listen to it. And Patriots would argue with me and others that knew this. He says hydroxychloroquine and chloroquine. He don't say anything to do with Pfizer. He don't say anything. He named two different pharmaceutical companies no one's ever heard of that were doing the hydroxychloroquine and chloroquine. And then he did put out someone, I don't remember who it was, but he put out about zinc and a few other things whenever he went to Bethesda, Maryland, to the military installation. Your commander-in-chief went to a military hospital. Ladies and gentlemen, again, military is separate from federal. Military hospitals operate completely different than civilian hospitals and the personnel that's in there, because everybody in those hospitals, guess what they are, ladies and gentlemen? They're military. And they walk around in uniforms just like everybody else in the military does. So, you know, that's where people didn't listen to President Trump again. Don't pay attention to details. He never mentioned anything to Pfizer, Johnson & Johnson, and all these other things. So the word vaccine is where people struggle. The word vaccine is just the automobile. It's the vehicle. That's what the word vaccine is. They don't tell what brand and what it is. So you got to be careful with that. So the other thing,
I just want to give a shout out to Lee Dumas since we're on this. So Lee posted this on her Facebook. Everybody can follow Lee, January 17th. Well, now, well, you know, and remember, this is a woman who has been pro bono working for Children's Health Defense. Her words, "I'm besties with RFK Jr. now, who would have known?" And this was in context for that comment she had on our show about 2 years ago. She's like, you know, there's a positive and a negative for the pandemic, the lockdown, what's going on. Positive is I'm now besties with RFK Jr. But she posted this for everybody to see, and feel free to take a screenshot, that the Pfizer purposely, because it was still Facebook, right, written wrong. The PDF says 50% got a placebo shot, saying that you took the jab and you're fine. Now you know why. Experimental. And we also saw Lieutenant Colonel Ricardo Bossi 3 years ago in 2022 disclose the information that red states versus blue states all got different versions of the jab. If you were, you know, pro-Trump, pro-Republican, pro-Patriot, or a veteran, they gave you the death shot, the clot shot. If you're in a state that was on the Democrat side or those cities, you just might have got that placebo. So I want to make that very clear to this point as Derek and I are bringing it up with you. Continue, my friend.
Well, that's another thing, though, that people need to understand right there is this. They've always been evil. The deep state's been evil for years. That's what they call chaos plus division equals power acquisition. But they can't make it obvious. If they'd have made it 99% of the death shot, then all their evil plans through the years would have been obvious. You know, the same thing with going to all these different foreign wars that we should have never been in. I mean, once again, 9/11. You know, we got the most secure military in the world. We had the most secure, you know, capital in the world and in different places. All the different security clearances, everything else, except for evil inside. Right. So there's that, your infiltration of our military, infiltration of all the three letter agencies. But that right there is a very key thing. And I'll get back around to another executive order. But that right there, COVID, ladies and gentlemen, was a retaliation by the deep state. All right. Yep. It's a retaliation. Now, they've been planning this. You can go back. You can look at executive orders by Obama. Even right before Obama left office, he put another order in place about infectious diseases. I mean, it's word for word. All you got to do is go read these things. Then you have Fauci standing there January the 12th, 2017 at Georgetown University. So 8 days before President Trump took his oath, the first oath, all right, first visual of office. And he's standing there telling the whole world that this next administration will for sure in the next few years face a pandemic, a global pandemic. Come on, ladies, they told you. Yep. They knew what was coming. That's why they deleted the video of Hillary when she lost and she balled her fist like Hitler and she was going, why? And then she was caught. And this is all, I mean, this is people who worked with her said that she said, the MF will hang us all. Well, you know, so you're talking about, I mean, she said this stuff. You can't make this stuff up. This is not paraphrasing. She said the MF or the mother will hang us all. All right, talking about President Trump. Ladies and gentlemen, she's talking about the military. She's not talking about Donald Trump, right, as Donald Trump and President Trump. She's talking about the military will get us, all right, because he told everybody in 2020, we have it all, we've caught them all. Now you're seeing this executive order for election interference, removing 51 agents, security clearance, and John Bolton's one, and then they named all of them, all right. Two of them are already deceased, so they skated off scot-free, but then this new executive order with a military order in place. But getting back to vaccines really quick, this was that was one big visual for military to step in, all right, because that was rebellion of public safety, invasion of public safety. That is the writ of habeas corpus that allows the president to suspend the Constitution, which is perfect for this new order that he wrote January the 20th, 2025. Now, they don't have numbers yet. They haven't been assigned numbers. They're not in the Federal Register as of right now. I just looked about 10 minutes ago. But this new executive order about the military's role, all right? Well, then you have the Coast Guard coming in with their press release yesterday about the Coast Guard going into action and calling it the Gulf of America already on the official CoastGuard.mil site. Well, ladies and gentlemen, those orders have already been put into place. Executive Order 13912 on March 27, 2020, 4 days after an article hit mainstream about a general being put in charge just in case a law can't be carried out. President Trump has a secret plan to put a general in charge, General O'Shaughnessy. All right. And he's the general of what? The Northern Command? And what's this new executive order on January the 20th, 2025 by President Trump say about the Northern Command to start a level 3 planning? Oh, and the Coast Guard were already invoked. Four different codes in Executive Order 13912 from March 27th. So, see, that's why the broken record now is even more beautiful, because now you're seeing the violin playing for everybody. The ones that said, oh, you guys are hogwash and you guys are conspiracy theorists and you guys are full of shit and all these other people out there. Remember the douchebag Space Force dude I had to deal with and had to go through?
Yeah.
You know, all this stuff.
Well, that's a great transition to Gitmo after in a few minutes. Yeah, continue.
Yeah, please. All these people out there. And I'm like, what? They see my reverse of this is going, why would people defend rhetoric and evil people, especially if they're ignorant to it? Like, that's how conditioned and brainwashed Americans have been. They're defending a swamp. They're defending people they don't know, right? I'm not defending anybody. I'm just saying, hey, I know what a commander in chief looks like. I know what presidential orders look like. I know what military orders look like. And these orders don't hurt anybody. These are all great orders. And then you have, of course, you have your liberals out there that hate the military, and they're in a nation founded and discovered and fought and established by military. That makes a lot of sense. You think you're in the wrong country. So, you know, they ought to be great. They ought to be grateful that God didn't choose me to be commander in chief, because their asses would be deported just for not even knowing that. President Trump, everybody's giving them a chance. I wouldn't give them a chance. I'd say, all right, you don't know your history.
Venezuela.
And then when you get there, I will protect you there for a little while I'll give you a chance to study this material.
Your first 100. Yeah.
I'm going to have science. I'm going to be something I've never been, but I'm going to go get a psychologist that can study body language and tell if you just memorize this or do you mean it in your heart. Then you can take the test. Then we can bring you back. That's what kind of president I would be. So obviously I would never be president.
They walk into the test wearing a face diaper, you know that they're just an automatic fail, right? Yeah, exactly.
So, you know, and then
Guantanamo Bay.
Say that again.
Finish that, and then I'll go and acknowledge a few people in the chat, and we'll.
Well, I mean, so it's, you know, it's just everybody's seeing nothing new, even though it looks like these orders are new. But what everybody's witnessing, most probably everybody in the chat probably knows this, but people who watch this later might not, but they put President Trump in visually 4 years. He ended wars, but it was very key not to start one. All right, you saw the capitulation. You saw all these nations come over. Those, ladies and gentlemen, on the military side of things, in simplistic old school war terms like the Battle of the Alamo and different things like that, you draw a line in the sand. You say, you can come over now, but the longer you wait, the uglier it gets for you, because all of us are in charge now. All right, and they rooted that out, and they stood firm on that. Well, you saw all these capitulation nations that the generals that you set up a lot of these things. So you set all that up. You end things that you can end. You clean out what you could clean out in the first 4 years. Then you had the deep state retaliate with COVID and other things. So then President Trump was able, they do what? They suspend the Constitution, the general they're talking about, Northern Command, Southern Command, all our commands. Military goes into action where they can lawfully. And they were cleaning out the transnational crimes, trafficking of all sorts. I mean, they went after all these things that deep state make their residuals on. The alliances, the global alliances, NATO, all these things, President Trump, the three-letter agencies, you witnessed all that. All right, you pull President Trump back. He's in a commander-in-chief role by true definition, wartime president by true definition, while the military is doing what they're doing. They set this parameter up where it's a safety net. We're not going to let it go too far if the deep state does, per se, but you let them have a little playground and let them hang themselves. You let them damn themselves and self-destruct themselves versus, hey, being like a tattletale and, oh, look what so-and-so did. You let them do it to themselves because the laws and the orders put into place, they couldn't do much. They had no wiggle room. So you do that. Now, you bring President Trump back in to fix all the shit that went crazy, even though we know it's still in operation. But for people who don't know, like Iran, Syria, Lebanon, Israel, and all those little things, it looks like all that fell on Biden. So now President Trump gets to go in and play good guy and clean all the rest of the story up that wasn't fixed in the first 4 years. So first, and President Trump alluded to this on the 20th. He said it differently, but he said it to where if you have a keen ear and you know what we're talking about, he said, I could have done this in 8 years, but you would have never seen all the corruption of the election fraud. He said, sir, he alluded to it. So you go 4 years in, 4 years back lawfully, and then you get 12 years to do what would have taken eight if we never have a constitutional amendment to remove the term limits on the president that were put there in 1951. You know, that would be up to the people to decide that and decide if, hey, do we want it based on what we elect every year? Roosevelt was in his four terms.
It's based on merit. We're moving back to meritocracy, right? You know, and that goes right across the board as far as I'm concerned. You know, senators, Congress, pro tempore senators, Congress, you know.
Well, you're based on your work. You know, it's like, all of
that. Like, what's your merit? You know, if you were just working at a Starbucks downtown New York and you became a congressman and that's all you know is how to pour coffee and make lattes and you're a congresswoman, you know, let's see a little bit more than that, right? Everybody, if you don't know the reference, we're talking about AOC. Well, Great crush on Elon Musk. So,
it still goes back to why do we have resumes, right? You go and then you have degree levels. That's a man-made system, first off. Oh, you got a PhD. Oh, you have a master's. Oh, you have a bachelor's. And they tier you. And we need tiers. There's no doubt. But once again, like President Trump said, we have so many people who got in we have a congressman. I can't even remember his name now. He's not my congressman, not for Alabama or Texas, but there was one. I can't remember where he was. I have to look it up. This guy had been a senator for 36 years. And when the PED conversation came up, he's like, I've never heard of a PED. Here's a senator now who's never heard of a presidential emergency action document, which were established in Eisenhower's years. I mean, so that's a prime. That's one tiny little example of the incompetence that's been around D.C., as President Trump says, the establishment, the swamp. And they all protected each other. I mean, it was great when it was great, right? Quote unquote. If you were in that system and you were evil during the times no one discovered it and no one knew about it, then, you know, a lot of these people skated off scot-free. Some of them have already passed on, and especially the ones from years past. They've, you know, God judged them, but we all judge each other in another manner, right? We judge each other by our fruits, right? The fruits of our labor, right? The way that we treat each other.
The RV is still running after that. RV still ran. It was only a satellite dish. So judging myself by the fruits of my labor, everybody arrived safely. It was just a satellite dish at that hotel. That's what you're referring to, right?
Yeah, you can't be talking about the state flower of Mississippi, right? The satellite dish.
Lubbock, Texas. Yeah.
Lubbock. Absolutely. Don't be calling on Lubbock. That's what Janine
called it. I'm in Lubbock. She had a problem. I want to go to the chat and acknowledge a lot of the people that are in here. The freaking, you know, we've got nearly 1,000 between the Rumble and over on the X and the other places that are going out. So thank you very much, Morgan HJ. Yeah, love the Freedom Convoy, says Morgan HJ handles. And you started it all up with your awesome truckers. Found many of you through that event. Rise for Good says thank you, Brad and Derek. And LZDC says fantastic. And I'm just going through here. Janetto, just lots of love. Triple A 73, the truckers really started a movement through the world. Yep, most definitely. Marty Ma 13 said, like Tom Holman said in an earlier interview, Central Casting, right? As Derek's been saying, the media will show, and Trump's been saying, the media will show illegals cry and try to trust our feelings. Sure enough, CNN already played that card, blaming Trump for them to cry at the border. You know, you're going to see a little bit of this operation kind of shake it every now and then, right? And full bore right now. By the way, that executive order that Trump signed about the cartels, and then he also declared a national emergency, two of them, right? The national energy emergency and a national emergency at the southern border. Isn't that interesting, right? 51st state, Free Republic of Canada, proclamation maybe, fantastic. Rise for Good says, Brad, I love the logo, USA. Thank you. That came from somebody else was floating that around. So it's pretty cool. And one nation under God, excuse me. Wait a week or two, Kennedy Jr. will blow the whole vax crap up for good. Yeah, absolutely. Lynn Scott Hagerman says DEI will die. Yep, we saw that yesterday in a big way. It was issued this morning. Broadcast through all federal agencies and state and local that no more DEI. Everybody is immediately, as of today, who supports DEI policies across America, put on paid leave while they get investigated. So pretty awesome. And Whiskey Tango Foxtrot 7 says DEI equals demon rat educated idiots. I think that's a pretty good way to bring it back because, you know, you have in IQ, EQ, and you also can't tell from a resume, street smarts, book smarts, and the groundedness of the individual in the back. So that merit's coming forward. And before we continue to chat about Gitmo and what's going to happen there, and remember, everybody, snow can be a great weather weapon as a smoke screen. And for those of you like me who grew up with snow, and maybe you took a snowmobile in high school sometimes, like I did, snow is a great dampener of a number of us, right? Sound. So if there's sound and there's movement, you got great sound, right? They're also worried about psychotronic and acoustic weapons being deployed in Washington and other places. It's also great to bring down anything particulate that's in the atmosphere, better than rain, to get it out there to clean the air. And also, you know, because it's pretty cold, especially like Texans, Alabama, and Florida, and all those Gulf states around the Gulf of America, you really don't want to go outdoors, especially if you don't even have snow pants or boots for snow. So people are going to stay inside as the military does its operations and the rest of the government is spun into action already. Speaking of spinning into action, go check out this video. Here we are. You ready, my friend? Here we are. This was the intro to the show. Pumps everybody up. Gets you ready for Gitmo. We're going to come back in a minute. with Derek all about Gitmo and what we expect to see before we wrap the show.
Where We Go One, We Go All Check Weekly is back with myself, Brad Wozniak, Derek Johnson, and the pain is being brought via the executive orders from the Trump team. Here we go.
In the proud spirit of America and in the proud spirit of our great country,
I just got three things to say. God bless our troops. God bless America. And gentlemen, start your
All right, we got a few minutes left here. LZDC supporter says that these channels saved my life because I refuse to take the jab or the test up the nose. Well done. Is acting from Gitmo. Like, here's Tom Holland over here. They're showing kids crying at the border. Trump's deporting. And they're reporting from Gitmo. They're showing Gitmo. Can't justice. And also we have another reporter that's on the scene here literally talking about the first 100 days. Maybe Derek will get the call. That's up to him to disclose. Because he already did receive a press pass and all the background to that when the military pivoted and he was due to go. And there's a lot of stuff that will be coming out there. And I think that will happen. Personally, I intuitively feel that will happen after the JFK, RFK, MLK drops and then a few others. And in the next few days, maybe we're hours away and people will be like, oh, who dropped these towers? Couple guys in a cave flew these planes in these buildings. Let's go. Right. Now you can leverage that psychology, wanting justice and retribution for everything. And then you tune in. Anyway, over to you, my friend. Those are just my thoughts.
Well, I mean, you know, 2 years ago wouldn't have been a good time for me to go in the first place because of where we were and where things were. And, you know, people still forget. Even though it's an operation, it is an operation, and everything has a certain timing factor on it. Just like when God brought me onto the scene, you know, I mean, I already knew this stuff. That's what people do need to realize. Just like you did too. I mean, anybody that sits without, you know, too much showy looking stuff that don't have notes, you know, and even if you have notes, that's fine because some people, you know, need to keep on track, but. It just depends on the delivery. It depends on the person. But, you know, whenever what happened was someone said, hey, you know, you're perfect. You're a perfect fit for, you know, the passion and the love and also the background. And I haven't released who those people are yet. I'm still working with them, though. I still have my Gitmo phone. So
nice.
And
explain what a Gitmo phone is, because mate, we have people from 8 different countries here and they might, you know, translation.
Well, it's just a regular iPhone, obviously, but you got to have T-Mobile on the island at the spa. Nothing else works there. It's a very intricate, really, process for the people that do get to go. One, you have to go through the Department of Defense. You have to get verified that way, get your clearance from that angle. And then it also depends on who and what you're working with. If you're with a radio station, if you're with an outlet, if you're with a magazine, whoever it is, you're, you know, like New York Times, whoever, you have to be there. Pick, then you go through that process, the DOD, etc. Then you get your what they call your badges and whatnot. I don't have mine handy right now, but I have mine. I keep it in my vehicle mainly just because I can go anywhere the military is. I can go anywhere the news are the same as the news does. I have that badge. If they don't recognize that badge initially, let's say somebody who didn't, then they look that ID number up. They call in and they go, oh, okay, yep, he's clarified, he, she, whoever it is. And so there's that. Cuba, obviously, another nation. And so they fly you out of D.C. Down there. And everything is, I mean, it's like a month in advance. You have to pre-plan. For example, you know, if you're a diva and you don't want to stay in the barracks with everybody else, all the different reporters, then you're going to have to get a hotel. There's one hotel on the island at the base. So you have to pay for it. So you have to either have a sponsor that says, yeah, I love what you're doing and I'll pay for your, you know, 3-week excursion every single day. And I mean, it ain't a cheap hotel. Let's be honest, not a Motel 6. Or you stay in the barracks. Well, staying in the barracks, you and I know a little thing about that. That means your ass is going in the shower with everybody. And, you know, like there may be stalls, but you still are in the barrack with everybody. So it'd be like going to camp or something. If you remember, I remember when I was a kid, I had to go to church camp. And I'll never forget.
Yeah, air cadet camp. I was an air cadet since the age of 12. So I was wearing a uniform, spit polishing boots since the moment I turned 12.
The first night in the military, first night at reception, long before you ever get to basic training. Yeah. You walk in, stall. There ain't no stalls. It's showerhead. Either get a shower or you're going to smell like whatever. And if you smell like whatever, then you're going to get your butt whooped also in the barracks because people are going to be like, you're getting a shower because you smell like
that's right.
You know, and
carve up the boots. Throw some hide and some, and give everybody's clothing a wash in their foot locker.
People will absolutely beat your. People will beat your rear end for not taking a shower. I mean, so you get consequences in the military, right? Well, so it's the same thing.
Hygiene is not a girlfriend you wave to in the climb. You know that one.
Well, so Gitmo is a very intricate process, and let's just be honest. 2 years ago, again, you know, if I'd have gone down there then what? We're not where we are now. And what I talk about and, you know, what's my forte, as I'm saying, is that would have been way too soon for me to be there. Let's just be honest. The other thing that had to shake out as well, they're still getting woke military out. I mean, they just relieved, President Trump just relieved the Coast Guard, you know, Commandant or whatever she, you know, so they just removed her. So this is still going on, and they were removing, there's been over 200, right around 260 since June 2017. Officers, commanders, ladies and gentlemen, there's been a couple of command sergeant majors, but mainly officers. That's a big deal to remove that many officers, general officers, and then officers, high-ranking officers out of the military in that little bit of time. So the guy that tried to stir up all this publicity for me, whatever it was, there was one lady on Telegram. You can sit on this and
talk about space force troll, the space force troll,
that douchebag and the other one, they can sit on this and rotate. There was one lady, some lady contacted the guy at, there's one guy that controls who all goes to Guantanamo Bay. His email is public. Well, she didn't put up what he said to her. She paraphrased, and that stirred up the internet back 2 years ago with, oh, Derek Johnson, he ain't going to Gitmo because he's not qualified and blah, blah, blah. She stirred all this crap up because she wanted clickbait, and it worked because some Americans, they still love drama, and patriots don't read. They want others to do their thinking still. So what happened? This one particular woman, I don't even remember her name, don't even care to, on Telegram, her and the Space Force and all the little hate group. Oh boy, they had a frenzy, shark eating frenzy with that. But it's great because negative publicity is still publicity. Everything always comes out in the wash. But I sent a long email to that guy, and I said, acknowledge this then. I said, it sounds like you're a woke, you know what? And it sounds like you need to be removed because, all right, let's say that I need to be a little bit more mainstream. All right, tell me that. I'm a vet just like you. He was a veteran. I'm like, I'm a vet. Tell me that. You want me to be more mainstream? You think my stuff is extreme? My stuff's not extreme. My stuff's laws and orders. So if you're saying it's extreme, that means you're a woke. Everybody, ladies and gentlemen, when I say awoke, you know what? I'm saying the other word, alternative word for sissy. All right. It means you're awoke, you know what? All right. And veteran to veteran, just say, hey, dude. Like, yes, you're qualified. You have all that. So, but it's a little bit more mainstream. So if we send you, can you report this way? Because there is a packet you receive as to where you can stand on the base, what angles you can get on the base with your camera. There's an intricate process to it. So it's already detailed and strict. So if this person had the best interests of America, all he had to do was tell me, hey, look, I know what you report over here, but since you're officially a reporter with X company, can you do this, this, and this? If not, then it may not be a good fit right now. No, this guy jumped full in bed with receiving, I mean, this guy's got to get no telling how many emails himself during the day because he's the one person and it's a public email. So he's receiving and he's answering some out of nowhere person asking about me going to Guantanamo Bay. So that tells me he was a woke sissy personally, because if that's your priority to take some random person on a government email or asking about me, that tells me that this certain person was a woke sissy. All right. And so I responded with all the laws and orders. I said, okay. All right. So it sounds like you don't know what the hell is going on. So explain this to me. The email that me and my correspondent got back was, can we stay on the topic? I'm like, that's when I told this person, I said, look, I appreciate you pulling me on board. I am fully qualified, but this is where I've got to be who I am. And when I responded back to him on that, I let him have it. Never heard anything back from him. So I do have I still have my official badge and all that other. Will I get a call down there? I don't know. Who knows? It don't really matter. But, you know, the coolest part about Gitmo is, as President Trump said, nothing can stop what's coming. And this is the storm right here. Everybody, this is the actual storm.
Yes, all these it is.
Place.
Oh, yeah.
And the video, the border, the transnational crimes, the military, ICE about to do their thing, all the deportation. This is the storm that President Trump's talking about. This is it. Right.
I'm going to show them the 1 minute video on whitehouse.gov right now to that point. If people haven't been there, and we showed it on the right after the inauguration. Did anybody go to the whitehouse.gov website? If you have not, get ready for this. So I'm going to take you to a new page. I'm going to type it in so you get to see it, because it cookies.
Hold on real quick. Let me say something before you do it.
All right. Yep, Caroline Marie Friesen's in here, by the way.
So ladies and gentlemen, whitehouse.gov. Why this is important, what he's about to show you is this. I kept saying it over and over and over again. We have a process for a reason. We had the federalregister.gov where the executive orders are to be posted. So right before President Trump swore in, you cannot make this up, at 12:01 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, the established time, Biden swore in 11:47 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, which is a violation of the 20th Amendment. All right, so all this was very key. He issued a revocation of President Trump's Federal Mission Resilience Strategy, which is continuity of operations. Now, that is also, that's a double comm there. So that tells you we were in a continuity of operations. However, when President Trump swore in, when I went back, because there was so much stuff to keep track of, but when I went back over to click on that link for the executive order that Biden issued, it says 404, page not found. All right. And then, about 2 p.m. somewhere in there, that's when this took place, what you're about to see.
You got it. So we're going to take it over here, and then everybody can type this in themselves. Let me just set it up and pull it over to share the screen on whitehouse.gov. There's the new window. You can see the new window. Okay, great. Whitehouse.gov. Click.
the form. Oh, probably cookied. Let me take it to Spark
no, for a second. Click on that little X.
Click on the X? All right.
Yeah.
Well, oh, there we go. Yeah. No.
There it is. Internet's freezing again.
All right, well, we're having a little bit of interference, but I'm putting the link in the chat for all of you, and you can go to whitehouse.gov and see that. Derek dropped off. He'll probably be right back as we wrap and show everybody. There we are. Yeah, it just wouldn't pull up for me and play the video. I think just because of the live stream and StreamYard with the internet, but so, I put the link in the chat.
This jamming internet right now, the internet's bad. Internet's pretty bad for both of us for some reason, but
yeah,
that's probably a good reason though. Probably a good reason. But the key thing with that whitehouse.gov, ladies and gentlemen, that's not where presidential orders are supposed to be archived all the time. I mean, there's a reason why. So most of these orders that Biden did, they're not on the Federal Register. So, you know, that's another thing. And all the continuity orders throughout the last 4 years, they're not where they're supposed to be. So that was awesome. Everything was, it's just every intricate detail has been thought of, which is cool. I don't know. I could watch that video all day long. I'm telling you, like I could get in an F-18 right now I'd be like, man, let's go.
Yeah.
Let's go.
That was one of my two dreams. That's why I went in the Air Cadets. Like, okay, I just want to fly F-18s, mate. And ever since I was a kid, I have my eye on that prize. So, well, we'll see. I'm sure we'll get there. And it might be a new type of ship and aircraft soon. So,
well, thank you all. I've been in military helicopters, but I've never been in an F-18. So I would do it. I've been in helicopters, but I've never been in a. Never been in an F-18, but I'd do it. I have buddies that flew F-18s. I've got two right off the bat, but man,
that's not. Yeah, that's.
And of course, I'm not far from Pensacola, Florida, so I mean, I see the Blue Angels when they're practicing. So that's and it never gets old. It don't get old. It don't matter when they're practicing. It don't matter if it's not an official show or not. When they dip down by your condo, it is, man, that chills is just insane.
I got to see their first show back after COVID, and they were in the new Super Hornet F-18D, and those things were incredible. You know exactly where I was because you went there and did your MBA there, and that's where we did that air show and attended, and man, it was incredible. So maybe I'll put together a cool little bunch of videos for next week's show. AJ Roberts is going to join us, everybody. He finally got Starlink after 3 weeks in the new house that he is out at. Way out there in the boonies in the United Kingdom countryside. Derek's drinking out of a great mug once again from this great patriot in Nashville who makes these mugs. What was his website? Do you remember? I'll give him a nice shout out here.
You go to that right there, .com. SVITEK, finearts.com.
Cool. SVITEK. Spit it. Arts, fine arts.
Yep, that's it.
Cool. Skidick Fine Arts. Awesome.
This guy, he came to an event of mine, like a little songwriter event, and he had this and another one that says, "Where we go one, we go all," which is awesome. He was like, "I got to give you these." And he made that one specifically for me. Obviously, the military laws and orders are not conspiracy theory. So I would definitely for love for people to support any kind of patriot out there like that, because that's a cool thing.
Definitely support that patriot. And Too Cool for School says this, to that part says, you know, my friends and family aren't really woken up. They think the military stuff is bullshit. So you know what? That's a perfect segue. Too Cool for School dropped into the chat right now, and immediately below the description on the broadcast here, or if you're listening to this the podcast on Apple, you go into rattletrap1776.com. When you go there, you buy a copy of Midnight Rider, a few copies, and then you pre-order a copy of Midnight Rider Volume 2 that's about to come out. Derek's putting together. And then you can give it to your friends and your family who need to wake up to what the last 4 years has been and the 4 years prior to that. Because here's a guy on the screen right here who has been with Commander-in-Chief Trump 12 times on three of his properties, Mar-a-Lago, Trump Doral, for example, and has got pictures with him in his golf course and hanging out side by side. So it's a real deal, and here we are.
I'll be at Trump Doral May the 1st and the 2nd this year. Oh, so nice. With Laura Trump and Charlie Ward and a few others supposed to be there. So if you see that, ladies and gentlemen, I don't know what the tickets are. I don't make any of that first off, but still I'll be there. So
cool. Well, hopefully I'll be allowed back there and we can hang out together again too.
And no snow. Yeah.
Exactly. And for everybody who's sticking around here and the next hour, I'll have multiple patriots on the Canadian side, Norman Traversy, Derek Noonan, right? Yayoi Takamoto, Kwasi, and Kaelin will be discussing the Free Republic, the 51st state in Canada as part of the newly integrated, oh my gosh, people are going to go crazy when I say that, the newly integrated territory of the United States. But publicly, it still needs to come out. And publicly, it still needs to come around. So we'll see. But like Juan O'Savin said twice, on December 26th, when he called me and spoke for about an hour and 20 minutes, he said, "We're going to take New Zealand, take Australia, welcome Canada back into America, buy Greenland, and take the Panama Canal." And Trump just said, "We're taking the Panama Canal." So, Derek, thank you very much, brother. Appreciate all you do. Thanks for coming on here. And, you know, when you walk out the door, just you know, make sure you duck in case you have some bras that are being flung around and panties flung at you, because we know where you are down there. And of course, the Blue Angels and the F-22s are flying over your house all the time. So, hey, maybe you got some great female pilots that listen to Right Beer right now and all the music that you publish. By the way, everybody, at rattletrap1776.com, you have the proper links to all of Derek's websites and connection with him. You can buy the swag, his gear, get to his Telegram, get to his DerekJohnsonCountry.com website from there. So that is the real Derek Johnson, not like this former Space Force troll who ripped off everything while he's on active duty. And he's at a detention center somewhere in Gitmo, Guam, or maybe Greenland. Absolutely. Man, thanks so much. God bless you and the team. Thanks to the team, Kathy, Michelle, and everybody else in the background for these. And we'll see you all next week with AJ Roberts, myself, and Derek, and kind of bringing it collab together of what's going on in the UK and the great continent of North America. Until then, everybody, stay tuned for the special message from Colonel Chuck Sellers and his wife, Michelle Sellers. If you know anybody that has any pain and needs some deep healing, and you might even see a picture of Derek and I with them and Scott McKay in the background. We'll see you later, brother. God bless.
We'll see y'all.
Hey, dear soul, if you know anybody who needs deep healing, has pain, hard time sleeping, stay tuned for these messages from Colonel Chuck Sellers, the former deputy commander of Delta Force. It is powerful and literally may help change your life to revitalize energy, activate stem cells, and live younger, reverse aging.
Dude, I'm telling you, Michelle will tell you because she watches me, okay? So, you know, you saw me, Brad, that time when my back was so bad. You remember you were here.
Yep.
And you said, we got to do something. Well, my left knee is destroyed. I mean, it's totally rebuilt and then five operations.
But you have to tell about your back.
It's a disseminated idiopathic skeletal hyperostosis, DISH disease, which is a degenerative back disease that's genetically passed down. But what it leads to is total calcification of the spine. And so
jumping out of airplanes just made it come quicker.
Yeah, I didn't know that I had it until 2002, yeah. After I'd been in the Army for 24 years. Wow. And jumping and all of the parachute jumping and the opening shock and everything. So when I was, 48 when I got out, something like that.
And one application of the patch later.
We went to a rodeo on Saturday, our first day.
Literally, we went to a rodeo on Saturday.
And it was maybe 6 to 7 hours. And he wasn't slumped over. And he could handle it.
No pain.
It was, pretty incredible.
That was the first day. That was your first day wearing them.
That was the first day.
One.
Wow.
That was the first day. One.
We're only doing... Are you wearing X39 too, or just Ice Wave?
No, Ice Wave right now.
The way we did it, I've only done the Ice Wave.
Yes.
All I have used so far is the Ice Wave, the two patch thing. And I'm doing it just over 3 days now. I find that where I need it, I did try it on the behind the neck. Where it helps is to put it right on where it really hurts is my lower back across the pelvis. And I put it on the spine there and then down on my lower left leg.
Down the top of the foot the first day.
So it goes through the bad knee. That's it now. But since I put these things on, that's how I feel. I mean, I'm walking straight. I'm not limping.
Hey, you divine lions and lionesses, you amazing sovereign souls. Look at this. Powerful, affordable X39 patches help regenerate your stem cells. These were developed for Navy SEALs. Burns up to 500 calories, acts like a wearable med bed on your body. So you get to wear your natural wellness daily. Order X39 now at catchthelifewave.com. There's Monday to Friday phone support, so you can go there. There's Zooms, and there's a 100% 90-day money-back guarantee at catchthelifewave.com. The X39, there is nothing else like it. Help activate stem cells, reverse aging, and rejuvenate your life at catchthelifewave.com. Thanks for joining us on the program, ladies and gentlemen. Please like, follow, subscribe, share this with 9 friends and family. And of course, if you enjoy our blinged Buddha firing red pills from his 9mm, let us know.